Oh, no, no, it was great. It was just, you know, I just felt a little bit rough and the beginning of last week, and temperature was a little bit higher, and I just didn't want to risk everything for this week, and with all the travelling and, you know, racing and getting back, and it was cold and wet, so, you know, it was just, I just put everything into this race, you know, but it didn't hamper my training. My training picked up straight away. I didn't lose nothing at all, so it's all okay.
Good news. This race is being billed as, to a certain extent, the revenge on Marcel Hoog, the rivalry. How do you see it?
I just see it as any other race, you know. Yesterday there was a rivalry between me and Marcel, but there's other races out there that can beat us, you know, on the day. So it's not just about me and him, you know. It's a World Championship marathon, so everyone's going to be on top of their game, and they're going to be in peak condition, you know, to do Boston and then come to do London. They have to be in peak condition because it's a World Championship marathon. They wouldn't go and do Boston and then London. So, you know, it's not just about me and him, but it's a good rivalry. There's no hatred between us, you know. I've got a lot of respect for what he's doing. You know, he's a phenomenal athlete. He's getting stronger and faster every year or every time I race him. So, you know, he's just improving all the time. He seems to adapt in well to different conditions, the more than he's used to in previous years. He's adapting to different styles of you know, circuits, so different marathon circuits. So he's becoming a complete wheelchair racer.
How well do you know each other? How well do you get on?
Yeah, we get on well, you know. We always talk, and his coach is amazing, Paul. So when we're out in Switzerland and racing, you know, when we're warming up or training, I always have a chat with him. And, you know, you've got to have that rivalry. You've got a lot of respect for each other, which is great.
You beat him over the half marathon in Lisbon a few weeks ago. This is your home patch, though, isn't it? This is where you feel presumably most at home. And everybody keeps reminding you of the seventh London Marathon victory. What would that mean to you to finally nail it?
It would be amazing, because I seem to be stuck on six of everything, so it is driving me mad a little bit. But, you know, I'd give it my best shot on Sunday, and if it happens, it happens. If it don't, then I'll try again next year. But I've really been motivated at the back end of last year to make sure I'm ready for this race on Sunday. And I've had a really good winter. It's been dry, I've been lucky. It's been cold, but I've been out every day, which has helped me this year. And it was a good test. You know, I did Silverstone half, and then I went and done Lisbon, and that was a test really to see if I've got the speed still, I've got the pace, can I cope with Marcel as I'm getting older, and to out-sprint him at the end, it felt really good.
Well, talking about out-sprinting, last year it was so close, wasn't it? A second. How much do you draw on reliving that and what it felt like to actually become in behind him? How much do you draw on that to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, it drives you on, you know. You want to win, and I think I was very disappointed in Lisbon last year, you know, to get beat by Cota and Marcel by a massive margin. It spurred me on the back end of last year to make sure that I cover everything in training and to be in the best shape possible, weather permitting, that I can be to going into this London. And I feel like I've covered everything I can possibly in training. I've had a good strength conditioning this winter, and physio and sports science and everything else to get me in this peak condition for Sunday.
And if you throw into the mix the influence of the crowd, you must get asked about the crowd every single year, but I just wonder, as an elite athlete trying to cover every single base, you talked about the hard winter, the preparation, what you eat, what you drink. When you chuck into the mix the home crowd, at the end of the day they're going to be absolutely yelling their hearts out for you and not Marcel, because you're the home boy. Can you just put into words how much that equates to? What difference does that make when you hear that roar?
When you feel like you're struggling, or you can feel an athlete is possibly slightly quicker than you, it does give you that, don't let them down. They've come out to see you. They're pushing you on. And when they're shouting your name and they can see you're doing well, and it just spurs you on to go, especially, you know, the last few miles, and it's really tough and it can be quite tactical at the end. And you don't want to be coming you know, out the top three, and yeah, they did, it's just, it's the best marathon to have it, you know, to have the crowd, you know, four or five deep all the way around. It's, you don't get it anywhere else around the world.
It's a legal high.
It is a legal high. It gives you that adrenaline rush you need at the start as well, when you see the crowds there, they call your name out and you're ready to go, you know. It does give you that rush. It gives you that rush. And when you know you're physically fit and you're prepared well for the marathon, it gives you that extra edge as well.